Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where story train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a stunning meadow called Dandelion Dell. Lush green stems with dazzling yellow petals are everywhere as far as the eye can see. And creatures live their busy daily lives amongst this beauty, from buzzing bees to snails, and of course, inchworms. Today's story is about how one little inchworm realized her big dream. It's called The Inchworm's Dream. In the enchanting meadow of Dandelion Dell, there lived an inchworm named Ivy. Ivy was not like the other inchworms. I mean, don't get me wrong, she still loved measuring things. After all, she was an inchworm, through and through. No, that wasn't the problem. The issue was that Ivy was filled with dreams that were far bigger than her small size. While her fellow inchworms measured leaves and twigs happily, Ivy yearned to measure something greater, something that would make her a ruler in the eyes of all the other creatures who lived in Dandelion Dell. One evening, as the stars began to sprinkle the sky, Ivy shared her dream with her best friend, a wise old snail named Solomon. Oh, I wish to measure something so grand, it would amaze everyone. Ivy sighed, her voice tinged with longing. Solomon, with his slow and thoughtful manner, advised her.
True greatness, dear Ivy, is found in the heart, not in length or size.
You don't understand, Solomon, Ivy exclaimed. I'm an inchworm, and I live for measuring challenges. So the next morning, Ivy set off on a journey, determined to find something worthy of her measuring ambitions. She ventured beyond the familiar flower blankets of Dandelion Dell into a world unknown. The journey was not easy. She encountered raindrops that felt like boulders and breezes that felt like storms. Yet Ivy the inchworm's resolve did not falter. I must measure something huge, she would mutter as she pushed herself farther and farther away from home. As Ivy traveled, she met various creatures who needed help. There was a young robin who had lost his way, a butterfly with a torn wing, and a family of ants struggling to carry a heavy seed. Ivy helped them all, using her body to measure the right path for the robin, the size of the tear in the butterfly's wing needing patching with a leaf while it healed, and the most efficient route for the ants. Through her acts of kindness to other creatures, Ivy began to realize what Solomon had meant. It was not the size of physical things she measured that mattered, but the help she offered and the joy she brought through her measuring skills. Her heart swelled with a newfound understanding of what it truly meant to be a ruler. Ivy decided to head back home to Dandelion Dell so she could share what she learned on her adventure with her own family and friends. It took Ivy more than a week to inch her way back to Dandelion Dell, and when she arrived, the meadow creatures gathered around her, praising her kindness and wisdom. It seemed that robin Ivy had helped had flown through Dandelion Dell and shared his story of the helpful inchworm Ivy. She beamed with pride. The other creatures of Dandelion Dell decided to give Ivy the inchworm a nickname, the Ruler of Kindness, and it became her unofficial job to ensure that everyone felt heard and supported in the meadow. Day after day, Ivy provided support to her fellow creatures, measuring fallen petals to figure out how many acorns the squirrels could carry in them, measuring leaves for the beetles as they looked to create roofs for the dwellings, and even measuring a tree for the small snakes to make sure they could get up and down without any trouble. Ivy was tired, but happy, and she took her role as the ruler of kindness in Dandelion Dell very seriously. One night, a nightingale with a voice as clear as crystal called out to Ivy. "Inchworm," sang the nightingale, "your deeds have echoed through the meadow, but I have a challenge for you, a task no one has ever achieved." Intrigued, Ivy inched her way to the branch where the nightingale perched. "I am ready for your challenge," she declared. The nightingale's eyes twinkled like dewdrops under the moonlight. "Measure the song of the meadow, the symphony that plays every night. Capture its length, its breadth, its depth," he sang. "Huh?" Puzzled by this highly unusual and very musical request, Ivy pondered how to measure a song. Was it possible? She thought of Solomon the Snail's words and realized that this was not a challenge of distance, but of understanding. Ivy closed her eyes and listened to the night symphony all around her. She heard the crickets chirr, the frogs croak, and the rustle of leaves in the gentle breeze. She moved through the meadow, feeling the vibrations of the earth, the rhythm of the night. Ivy closed her eyes, letting the symphony envelop her, understanding each note and its place in the tapestry of sound. As the night waned and the first light of dawn appeared, Ivy the inchworm returned to the nightingale. "I have measured the meadow's song," she said softly. "It is as long as the night, as wide as the sky, and as deep as the heart can feel." The nightingale, impressed by Ivy's wisdom, nodded in agreement. "You have understood well, Ivy. The true measure of something is not always in its physical dimension, but in how deeply it resonates within us." Ivy's heart swelled with pride and joy. She had met the nightingale's challenge, not by using her body, but by using her heart and mind. But it seemed that Dandelion Dell's creatures had even more challenges for Ivy the inchworm. For the very next night, under a silver moon, a mysterious voice whispered to her from the shadows. "Inchworm," it said, "you have measured the earth and captured the song of the meadow, but can you measure the light of the moon?" Ivy the inchworm turned to see a graceful fox, his coat shimmering under the moonlight. Intrigued by this new challenge, Ivy agreed readily. As the moon climbed higher, casting a serene glow over the Dandelion Dell, Ivy pondered on how to measure the moon's elusive light. She remembered the nightingale's challenge and realized that some things cannot be measured in inches. The moon's light was not just a physical entity. It was a symbol of hope and beauty in the night sky. Determined to find her answer, Ivy inched her way through the meadow, observing the moon's light as it danced on the leaves and flowers, reflected in the still waters of a pond, and cast long shadows on the ground. She spoke to the nocturnal creatures, asking them what the moon's light meant to them. The owl spoke of clarity in the darkness. The fireflies talked about the joy of glowing alongside the moon's light. And the night-blooming flowers shared tales of how the moon's light signaled their time to shine. Each story added a layer to Ivy's understanding. As dawn approached, Ivy returned to the fox. "I cannot measure the moon's light in inches," she said, "but I can tell you that its light brings clarity, joy, and beauty to the night. It guides, it inspires, and it comforts." The fox nodded sagely, his eyes reflecting the last of the moon's glow. "You have learned well, Ivy. The true measure of something is not always seen by the eye, but felt by the heart." As the new day dawned in Dandelion Dell, the meadow was abuzz with the tales of Ivy's ever-growing wisdom and kindness. She had measured the unmeasurable, and in doing so had grown in the eyes of all who knew her. That afternoon, as the sun showered the meadow in warm light, the creatures of Dandelion Dell gathered around Ivy. In their midst stood Solomon the Snail, bearing a crown made of the finest leaves, intertwined with dandelion fluff and dotted with dewdrops. "Ivy," Solomon announced in his gentle, wise voice, "you set out to be a ruler, and indeed you have become one. Not of length and size, but of hearts and minds. This crown is a symbol of your true measure, your kindness, your wisdom, and your understanding." The meadow creatures cheered as Solomon placed the leafy crown upon Ivy's head. Ivy felt a warm glow in her heart, far greater than any joy she had imagined when dreaming of measuring grand things like oaks and skyscrapers. This was better than anything Ivy the Inchworm could ever have imagined. The story of Ivy, the inchworm who wanted to be a ruler of things, but instead became a ruler of hearts, was told for generations in Dandelion Dell. It reminded all who heard it that greatness comes in many forms, often found in the smallest of creatures and in the simplest of acts. And so, under the sleepy starlit sky, the enchanting tale of the inchworm's dream lives on, inspiring generations of creatures, big and small, to find their true measure. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.